shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back live after a week away from the microphone in the studio. Happy to be back with you here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, where truth is our bitch, where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And it's pretty much sort of a bizarre, you know, and a bizarre and nonetheless very truthful journey through the day's headlines and your head. Let's put it that way. 877-876-PHIL is our number. We're also online at philhendryshow.com with live streaming video on Phil TV in HD. It's a fantastic video picture. If you have a backstage pass, you can watch our show every night. I'm wearing the Teds of Beverly Hills hoodie, by the way, tonight, and you can see that. Our hoodie, and it has, on the back, it has, you know, we want to put our meat in your mouth. I'm sure you'll pardon the, if you'll pardon the expression, but that's just kind of, that's Ted's thing. And stay tuned also for other exciting Ted Bell news, because we have a lot to deliver to you. Larry Grover has joined us this hour, as well as last hour, to talk about Christmas, and Christmas Day in particular, where he, along with members of Conservatives of Kern County, went into a church in Culver City, California, and essentially stopped the service, the Nativity service, and said that we want to make this statement, and it was one in which you said, Larry, that this is not a Merry Christmas, and you should not be looking at it as a Merry Christmas, and it's not a Happy New Year. And essentially, there was a you enforced this appearance by your group, and you know, and I think that's the reaction you're getting from our callers. That is, you interrupted a religious service. The people there had no choice.
But no, that's not true, Phil, and I wish you'd stop saying that. I think they absolutely did have a choice.
Well, then help me out with this, because I asked you, what would you have done if the Reverend there, Reverend Sands, had said, no, I'm going to keep on going?
I answered you. I said that I would say, you're going to keep on going, and he would say, yes, I am, and then I would say, I don't want you to, and we want you to stop.
And yes, but what if he said to you, I'm not going to stop, get out of my church?
Well, he did call the police. And
no, but he called the police while he let you talk. What if he said, get out of my church?
Well, first of all, Phil, you're taking a tone with me which is very confrontational. I have not been confrontational with you at all.
No, all right. If you want me to back my tone down, I'd be happy to do it, Larry, but the question's still going to be there at the end of whatever adjustments and, you know, and otherwise, you know, changes in my modulation of my voice occur, all right?
What?
Whatever you ask me to do, I will do, but I'm still going to have the same question.
If he said to me what?
If he said, I'm not stopping the service.
If he said, I'm not stopping the service, and we had a very simple message, which was this. I want to tell you, people, that if you're here to worship Jesus, and you should be here to worship Jesus, it's a big waste of your time, because this is not a Merry Christmas. Look what Obama did. And then we were going to leave. And
all right. We have a lady on the line. I think she's going to join us here in a minute. Do we have Ms. Leonard?
Yeah.
Mavis Leonard is going to join us here. She was at the service at the Marchmont Baptist Church. She joins us on the phone here from Southgate this evening. Ms. Leonard, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. If I can correct the gentleman.
All right, hold on for just a second. Larry, can you hear her?
Yes, I can hear her fine.
Go ahead, Mavis.
I wanted to say to this man, Mr. Grover, you came into our church.
I can't hear the lady.
Are you there, Mavis?
Yes, I'll be sorry. You came into our church, sir. I saw you come in. And you were standing there with no coat on, just a short sleeve white shirt and a tie. And you stood up there in front of everyone with your hands on your hips. And you had on a pair of pants that were some kind of a pinstripe. And I looked at you and I thought to myself that you looked like a fool.
That's your right, ma'am.
Well, hold on. But you did look like a fool with your short sleeve shirt and your red striped pants. And then you started talking about how it's not a Merry Christmas. I want you to know something, sir. As you were walking by me down the aisle, I made a face and I made a sign at you that I should not have made, Mr. Henry.
You made a what?
I gave him the finger. You gave me in a church. You gave me the finger. You had come into our church and had come in and had done what I thought was sacrilegious.
And you don't think it's sacrilegious to give me the finger?
In my church, I'm trying to hear the word of God, and you come in looking like a complete fool in your white shirt.
I had a short white sleeve.
I wore a short sleeve white shirt, Phil, because that's traditional among
a lot of the preachers that do the circuit in the South.
Yeah, and what about the red striped pants?
The red striped pants. Boy, I'm not going to I won't dignify that with an answer.
The red striped pants you won't dignify with an answer.
I wore a dignified outfit. She gives me the finger as I'm walking by.
You didn't see it, so you didn't know that I had done that. But I would have done a lot worse because you had insulted me and insulted my church.
877, hold on the line here, Mavis, because we want to talk to you a little bit more. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Billy on the line. Billy, go ahead. You're on with Larry Grover.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You tell me you went to a church and did all this, and you said that if you went to a military service, a church with a military funeral, you'd say the same thing?
Well, I don't know about a military funeral. I would go into a funeral and say I'm very sorry that, whoever died.
Going to a funeral versus a military.
I can't hear this gentleman.
Hold on. Billy, you got to keep your phone close so we can hear what you're saying. Say it again.
I said, what's the difference if you say you're going to go into a funeral, which isn't your business because you weren't part of this family, if you go into a funeral versus a military funeral, and you're just going to open your mouth and talk about something you don't know about?
What do you mean I don't know about? I'm going to go in and say I'm sorry for the bereaved.
And be quiet for a second here. Be quiet.
So you ask me a question, I'm going to answer the question you asked me.
I'm going to go
into the funeral.
I'm active duty military.
Well, that doesn't mean you get to ask questions and then not let the person answer. That doesn't give you some, your military badge here gives you the right to ask questions and people don't get to answer them. No.
Right,
I'm going to
answer
your question.
Ahead.
I walk into the funeral. And
Larry, you were in a funeral last year. This is a news item in the L.A. Times. You walked into this funeral and you said, I am sorry for you people, I think you used the words, and you tapped the casket and said, and this gentleman. Didn't you do that?
Yes, I did.
And you call that respectful?
What? Hold on for a minute. I tapped the casket to say, who's in here?
Who's in here?
That's disrespectful.
How do you figure I didn't know the man's name? I didn't know the man's name. So I said, I am sorry for all of you people, and...
Tap, tap.
I didn't go tap, tap.
Well, you're tapping your finger and pointing to the casket.
Yes. If you guys are going to make an issue out of that, that was nothing. That's nothing compared to what Obama's done to this country. So...
There you
all right,
go.
Billy,
it takes,
thank you
it takes
for your...
It takes Congress, not just Obama, to make any sort of decision.
Well, that's true. That's true.
One man doesn't make a decision for everything. It takes a whole board of people.
Well, I understand that. But let's face it, Obama's got them in the palm of his hand. He's got them all charmed. He's got all that charm going for him. That Kennedy charm with the, you know what I mean, the big smile and, and he's charming. Hey, you're a young man who just came back from the. Were you on bomb patrol in Afghanistan? Did you do that?
No,
I just talked to a kid.
There was
a guy that came back
of a funeral. If I was there,
you would fight me instead of the Taliban. That's great. That's great. Thank you.
He didn't say that.
I wouldn't fight, but I'd drag you right out of that church by your collar.
Why? Because I tapped on the box and said, "I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the guy that's in here."
Don't you see how disrespectful that is?
You weren't invited.
I agree, Phil.
Exactly. You weren't invited. Billy, thanks for your call. And thanks for your service to the country. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to Mark. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please. Fine, sir.
Well, I just want to say that, first of all, I do agree that there's some things not going on in Washington, and it's definitely by the that I'm not absolutely thrilled with. But
Exactly.
But it comes down to a matter. It comes down to a matter of scruples. You don't go to a 10-year-old's birthday party and go and tell the 10-year-old it's not a happy birthday because Obama's messing up the country.
I wouldn't say that to a kid. She wouldn't know what I was talking about. That's ridiculous.
Well, then why would you?
The principle.
The principle of what?
What if it was an adult's birthday party?
If it was some old lady, I'll give you an example. A friend of mine's grandmother was turning 100, and I said, Charlie Weston, who's a friend of yours, Phil, you know Charlie?
Yeah.
All right. His grandmother just turned 100, and they had a party, and I said, if ever there was a birthday party where we should go in and make a statement, it's that one. And he said, why? I said, because she's a woman who's turning 100. How many birthday parties do you get to have before somebody can come in and, you know, turn it into something meaningful, and not just, you see what I'm saying? So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So we went, and I said, with all due respect, I know this lady's having a birthday party, but it's 100 years she's been alive now. Do you think she's had enough birthdays? They didn't like that. They asked me to leave. I said, no, I won't.
Aha, right there. What did they do?
They asked me to leave again. I said, no, I won't. And Charlie began to put his hands on me, and I said, and they eventually did pull me out of the room, and I said, do you think she's had enough birthdays? And nobody answered me.
And do you think she's had enough birthdays?
100? What do you think?
Do you think she's supposed to die now so that you, Larry Grover, can go and make your statement?
That is a terrible thing to say, Phil. And
well, Larry, that's what you're intimating here. Do you think she's had enough birthdays? She's had 100 birthdays, so now Larry gets to butt in and screw up one of her birthdays with his pitch about we shouldn't be happy.
No, I didn't screw it up. I didn't screw it up.
Well, they had to pull you out of there. That's all I know. Mark, thanks so much for your call. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover with us, and Mavis Leonard is here as well. She was attending this religious service that Mr. Grover interrupted with his statement, yes, it's Merry Christmas, but don't get too merry. Obama's still president. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. And the idea that this guy's going into funerals, you know, the Phelps people do that, and everyone hates their guts. I don't know how Larry got in under the radar, going into funerals and saying, I'm sorry for all of you, and tap, tap, whoever's in the box. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I'm back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I was just talking to Mavis. Mavis, it's interesting talking to you. You were at the religious service, and you're from South Carolina.
I'm originally from South Carolina. I have been a school teacher there.
And you were also a part of a great many historic moments, weren't you, in the 60s?
Well, I don't know.
Were you at St. Augustine with Dr. King? And
I was at St. Augustine with Dr. King. I was also... we were at St. Augustine, and we were going to be at Selma, but we did not go to Selma. I came to California, actually, shortly after St. Augustine, and I started to teach school in California.
Okay. It's very, very, I'm very honored to have you, and Larry Grover joins us.
Phil, I want to say, Ms. Leonard, I am honored as well to be talking to you. And knowing the great service you've done to our country.
I appreciate that, Mr. Grover, but you understand, you come into my church and you act like a fool. I have to give you, and I did give you the finger. And I'm sorry that I did that. I know that Jesus probably would not sign it on me.
Well, I think that whatever I did in that religious service, in your religious service, in the Nativity service there at the Marchmont Baptist Church on Christmas morning, I don't think what I did warranted you giving me the finger as she gave me the finger.
And well, I understand that, and I think that...
Well, Mr. H.C., I can hear you now already formulating a defense for the lady where I am going to be left to fend for myself. And
you walked into this religious service. You interrupted. You were not going to yield the floor. You were going to make your statement about how you shouldn't be merry and you shouldn't be happy. And Ms. Leonard was reacting to that, and I don't know if hers was the worst reaction. You know, one of the preacher called the police on you.
Reverend Fan called the police. I'm very happy he did call the police.
And he called the police, but I don't think anything hurt me as much as knowing what you just told me, that you flipped the big finger at me as I'm walking by. That hurts.
Well, it hurt to look at you up there with your stupid-looking pants.
What about my pants? I was wearing a seersucker pair of slacks. I had my hands on my hips.
You look like an ass. Excuse my language.
All right, let me get to another phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're on the show this morning talking to a variety of people. Let's go over here to Alvin. Alvin, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover and Mavis Leonard. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. The first question I had to ask Larry, is that his name?
My name is Larry Grover, yes, sir. Okay. My name's Larry Grover.
You made this point to go down into this church during their nativity service, their Christmas morning service. My question is, you claimed earlier that you are a religious man, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you claim that you're a Christian, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Hold on. Let the gentleman speak.
So my question is this, sir. Why did you feel it necessary to go into their church? Why did you go into your church on your Christmas morning service and your church?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, it's a good question, but I can answer that question honestly.
Sure.
I have not...
Your church?
I do not have, as yet, I'm not comfortable with any church yet. And I'm still looking for a place where I can call my spiritual home. I got a very bad feeling from a lot of these churches I go into. I'm sure you understand.
Did you get a bad feeling when you come into my church?
Did I get a bad feeling coming into your church?
Yeah.
I had a very good feeling until the cops showed up.
Not to be disrespectful, but if you keep going into people's churches like that and doing stuff like that, you're not going to feel comfortable in any church you walk into.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What I'm trying to do is send the message that it's Christmas, and everybody is saying Merry Christmas, and I don't get it. If you go into a funeral...
And I get your point on that. Okay, yeah, this country is hurting right now, okay? But I don't think...
I don't think that has anything to do with going in a church on the day that Jesus Christ was born.
All right, let Alvin finish what he was saying.
I don't think that... Yes, this country's hurting. I agree with that. We've been real hard down here in Alabama.
Thank you.
Mobile, Alabama, okay?
Well, then you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I don't think that by going into a church or a funeral or a birthday party and adding more insult to injury is the answer. You know,
I
know what you said. I know what you said.
Right.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I think you could handle your platform at different places other than places that are so close to people's hearts.
Well, I understand that, sir, but I didn't think I was being disrespectful. All I did was walk in and say, I'd like all of you to just... What's that?
We were being disrespectful. Now, had you been at a 4th of July rally or some big public thing like that trying to get elected and all that kind of stuff,
right.
If you go to some kind of platform like that, speak your mind fine. But, I mean, let me give you a scenario.
Nobody's going to listen to you at that. Everyone's going to think, oh, get off the stage, you know. But when you walk into the middle of a – and I didn't want to do it, but I just wanted to say to them – just back off for a second, folks.
I'm very happy I gave this man a finger.
All right, hold on. Thank you very much, Alvin, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We'll be back with Larry Grover. Mavis Leonard has joined us on his entering a church on Christmas and telling everybody not to say Merry Christmas. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and welcome back here. We have with us Larry Grover. We've also got a visit from one of the members of the Marchmont Baptist Church that was there on Christmas morning when Mr. Grover walked in and made this statement concerning the merriness or the happiness that is displayed on Christmas. And I just think that, Larry, with all due respect to you and to, you know, members of your group, it was an affront and an offense to the people that were there. And you have not acknowledged that.
Oh, no, no. I acknowledge, Phil, that there was a problem that people had. I definitely acknowledge that. I'm not going to deny that the people had a problem. But I will say, and I say this with the with great humility, the message that we sent to the people there at the Marchmont Baptist Church, and I know that Ms. Leonard is here, and she can comment if she wants, I think what the message that we sent was every bit as valuable, if not more so, than anything that that reverend had to say. And
you have to tell us, Mr. Henry, you said that your message was as important as on Jesus.
No, I didn't. I said that our message could be as important as the birth of Jesus.
All right. What do you call it?
You said that your message could be as important as the birth of Jesus.
Yes, to tell people not to be so merry on a day that everyone is trying to escape from what Obama did.
What Obama did. You're turning Christmas into an anti-Obama day. You're turning Christmas into an anti... I've never heard of Christmas being turned into an anti-Obama day or into any anti-president day in my life.
Oh, no, no. I don't think I am. I wouldn't make Obama that important.
Well, you have made him that important, walking into a church and telling everybody in the church that you are a, you know, that you've got a message they shouldn't be so merry. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David.
I just want to say I've been enjoying the show for the last hour, and I've heard every word he said. And Larry, I'm a Christian too, and I'm going to pray for your soul, because I'll tell you, there's something wrong with you, man. You don't go around trying to force your opinions and attitudes in places they don't belong, and you're totally
Wait a
doing
minute.
That. I'm 65
it was a,
years
you know.
Old.
I don't think you heard what I said. I was very gentle. I went in and I said just...
I heard everything you said. And just as you would talk over the pastor, I'm talking over you because I just want to speak. I'm not asking you a question
well,
right now.
I didn't say anything. I just said I would go la 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 like that.
Yeah,
big
well,
deal.
Whatever you would have done, you didn't belong there. Just like you didn't belong at the funeral. And if you were at my church and you were to do that, three or four deacons would escort you out of there. They wouldn't hurt you, but you would leave. You would leave immediately.
Wait a minute. Now, the funeral's a different story. You can go into a funeral and say, I'm here just to say a couple of things. Let's face it, a funeral is not like Jesus being
born. You didn't belong there. You didn't even know who the guy was. You weren't there to mourn his loss. You were there to sell your attitude. That's all you were there. You were there to sell your principles.
What do you mean I didn't know?
Being a conservative, a Democrat, an atheist, or whatever you are, you don't do those kinds of things. You know, I don't know how old you are, but at some particular point, you need to speak to somebody, your Dr. Phil or somebody, to straighten out.
That's it. So in other words, you think I belong in a soft room? Is that it?
No, I think you're a little twisted. A little twisted, my friend. Because what you're doing is wrong. You belong on a box top I mean, in a box with a sign out in the street selling your attitude and selling your
box top.
I hate Obama.
Right. Why aren't you out on a street corner?
What do you mean a street corner? I walked into a guy's funeral last year, and you had the bad taste, Mr. Henry, of pointing out that I had a moment where I forgot his name, and so I tapped on his casket. It was a moment where I was trying to make things a little light, and I
said... You think your wife would have appreciated that if that was you in the box? You think your wife would have appreciated that if you were in the box?
I said, whoever's in here...
I'm asking you a question. Do you think you're
if the man, if it had been an honest mistake, yes. If it had been like mine was an honest mistake.
How is it an honest mistake?
Because I had left the information in the car.
Oh, my God.
So I want to be clear, Larry. You walk into a man's funeral. You're going to interrupt this man's funeral with a statement about Obama. It's got nothing to do with the man, his family, nothing. You can at least acknowledge the funeral, the man's name, and you forget because you left the information in the car. So you tap on his casket and you say, the guy in here.
I did not say the guy in here. Well, you know, I was more respectful than you guys are being right now, having yourselves a big laugh over it.
I just can't believe you're totally whacked. You don't do those things. The writing is wrong, and what you did was wrong. And you won't find a caller this evening that'll say you...
What do you think of the old lady? Excuse me for saying old lady.
You know, I'm not an old lady. You can call me an old lady.
She flipped me the bird. This woman gave me the finger.
Your anger drove her to do what she did. You got her angered enough to do what she did. And you know what? I'm sure she's asked the Lord to forgive her 10 times over.
Yes, I have.
Happened.
Yes, I most certainly have asked Jesus to forgive me for doing that. On his birthday, you come into his church, and we were having a...
And you gave me the finger as I was walking out.
Yeah, she gave and you know, the finger. You big guy like you going to tapping on funeral caskets and going into churches when you don't belong there. You know, you should be ashamed of yourself. I don't know how old you are, but you got to grow up.
And you desecrated a man's funeral.
I desecrated a man's funeral because I forgot his name.
Because you should never have been there in the first place.
But you gave me the finger, and I'll never forget that.
Are you listening to what...
I hope they find you at that hearing and give all the money to the church. Give all the money to the church. Find you and everything else that you went in there with.
I'm asking is a fair hearing at the Culver City Municipal Hearing. And that it is brought out that as I was leaving behind my back.
If you were in Virginia, I'd be at your hearing with a big old sign. And I tell you what, you deserve everything you're going to get because you're going to get it too, buddy.
If I was in Virginia, that reminds me of a song.
Well, you know what? We're not making jokes right now, Larry. We're not making jokes. You want to make a filthy joke? You go ahead and do that with your friends. We're talking about something. You want to make a joke about something? We're talking about Christmas Day. Christmas Day, people there. And this man made a very good point. You're a big guy tapping on a coffin and getting upset because an elderly woman gave you the finger. I personally see nothing wrong with that.
You don't see anything wrong with her saying basically, up, stick it up your you-know-what, in a church.
You walked in stopped the service.
A finger never meant anything like that to me as I've been growing up in my 55 years. And you know what? Fingers don't mean nothing. It's the anger that you created in that woman that you had no right to do. And that was by you
exactly. Exactly. All right, listen, David, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate it, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you know, I've heard you doing an awful lot of talking here tonight, Mr. Henry.
I've heard you doing an awful lot of talking, especially this stuff coming out about the funeral. And we had to go and look this up.
No, you have done your very best, I think, not to see my side. And I appreciate Ms. Leonard.
I think Mr. Henry has done. He's done above and beyond a call of duty. I'll try to make it so some kind of sense comes out of your mouth. There are no sense come out of your mouth at all. And I think a lot of sense. Shut your mouth for a minute. You walked out of that church. I saw you in your short sleeve white shirt, and you had a striped tie, and you had red seersucker slacks.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And you had on some kind of loafer. And you looked like a fool. And so when you walked by me after making a statement about how you should not have no, don't say Merry Christmas and don't say Happy New Year, I could do nothing. There was nothing more for me to do. And I could feel no other thing that I could do just to turn around and just flip it. Just give it, just light it up.
Well, I can tell you that.
How do you know that this lady gave you the finger?
Because Bill Bruchenthal told me, he said to me, as the lady just indicated, she lit one up. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And I turned around, and I didn't see anything. I flipped it, and I brought it back. All I did was toss him a bone. Bill said that you lit it up and tossed me a bone. I turned around.
You know...
I have to go, Mr. Henry. I don't find anything amusing about this.
All right, I'm sorry. You know, we're not... Okay, I guess she hung up.
Well, I don't blame her for hanging up. I think you want to make a joke out of this.
I'm laughing at you guys talking about lighting it up.
What? You've never heard the term?
No, I haven't.
She lit one up on me. Bill Bruchenthal said that old lady just tossed you a bone, and I turned, and he said, no, she lit it up, but she just turned it off.
All right.
You've never heard that?
No, I've never heard it. I don't care to hear it again. Thank you. And
well, can I tell people that our hearing will be in Culver City? The date and time is to be announced, but please, please visit our website, and we will give you more information. We'd like a big turnout for people to say Larry Grover had the right to at least say, will you please at least shut up for 5 seconds and listen to me? And
can I just tell you, that's not going to play very well. Shut up for 5 seconds.
But that's the rough outline of the message. I want to get it better. I'm going to get it better if I can sit down and write it out. I got some binder paper here, and my kids are visiting, so they're asleep. So I have my daughter Kathleen's binder paper, and I don't have anything to write with. I've got a crayon. This is my life now. But I'm going to go ahead and write my statement with a child's crayon, and I think there's something very meaningful about that.
Well, you don't know how meaningful. And
well, what is that supposed to mean? In other words, I'm a metal midget, so crayon is about my speed?
Pretty much, yeah.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, that I would love to see you.
All right, so that's Larry Grover. I'm sorry we had to cut him off, but we do have to take a break. Thank you, Larry, and thank you, Ms. Leonard, and thank all of you for your phone calls this evening. Very educational. My understanding is Mr. Grover is hanging on for another segment. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. He said he'd get another 15.
And Ms. Leonard is gone?
Yes, she's gone.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover is, I guess, remaining with us for the remainder of the hour. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. By the
Truth
way, I'm wearing a hood with
bitch.
Sunglasses.
The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm wearing a cape.
You're wearing a cape with sunglasses.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Very interesting piece of information here in our final segment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover joining us, who went into a Christian church, a Baptist church, on Christmas morning, and addressed the congregation saying that they did not have the right to be happy or merry, and this was on during a nativity service. Now, you were in Las Vegas later on that day, were you not?
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
But you were in Las Vegas later that day, and you were betting a full card of football.
I was betting on the NFL games. Are you trying to tell me that I'm not allowed to bet on football?
I just am curious about the Christianity that you practice. You don't have a church because they all bother you.
That's right. I'm not satisfied yet with the kinds of churches I've been finding. They all leave me feeling sick. If you want my honest opinion, and I went and I bet a lousy football card. I flew up there, bet it, and came home.
One football card? You went all the way to Vegas?
I'm not going to answer your questions. I think they're extremely intrusive. I just think they're intrusive.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let me go to a phone call here. We have Scott on the line. Go ahead, Scott. You're on with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I would just like to speak for all the atheists that are listening to the show right now and say, shame on you for not giving somebody their one day, whether...
I'm a Christian. So you don't speak for me. I'm a Christian. You don't speak for me.
No,
we know that, Larry.
I am speaking for non-Christians that are listening to you and listening to what you've done and saying shame on you once again, because people have to have something to be happy for. They have to have their one day to be happy and praise their family and everything that's going on positive in their lives. And guess what? That's their day. That is their one day.
I was trying to make their day better.
There's so many homeless and so many poor people in this country that that's the one night they get to go, you know, into their church and with their family and friends and feel positive. And all you did was pop that bubble and make them angry.
You know, what makes them angry are atheists that are trying to tear down civilization. That makes them angry. I don't make them angry when I say.
That's your opinion.
I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus, and I believe. And,
have you ever heard of I'm a humanitarian. Okay, I care for everybody.
Well, how can you be a humanitarian if you don't believe in Jesus? I don't understand how that works. You've got to have a godlike substance.
Sir, you do not have to be a Christian to be a humanitarian. Absolutely.
Don't you have
not.
To have some sort of God form or a Godhead? You don't have to have any kind of a God figure.
Okay,
I thought you did.
That's your opinion, sir.
Aren't you,
but you know what?
I think most of your
brethren would agree that it was just almost it's just blasphemous from what you did.
The blasphemy was when the elderly woman flipped the finger on me.
To speak,
she lit one up. Yes, sir.
How would you have felt if I got on that stage and you did say you would have stopped him from saying that? So I'm guessing you would have grabbed the microphone out of his hand. That's the only way you could have been heard in the place. So therefore, that's an aggressive move.
I would have had to restrain him. Yes, I would have had to restrain him, but I wouldn't have heard him.
Restrain him?
Yes, exactly.
Restrain him?
Yeah,
what do you mean, restrain him?
If he needs his voice heard, he has to grab the microphone out of his hand.
This atheist is trying to make... He's turning it around. It's an atheist who's turning everything around to make me look like a horse's ass, and he's something good.
I have good moral virtue. I don't need to be a Christian to have good moral virtue. I know what's right and wrong.
What about the old lady that lit one up?
I don't know. Why don't you go back to Vegas and gamble a bit? And, you know.
Interesting that the two of you think an old lady giving me the finger is great, but I play one lousy football card, and I'm going to burn in hell.
You didn't go all the way to Vegas to play one lousy football card. We're all aware of that. I'm sure there was probably a hooker involved, too.
That's what I was going to say. I mean...
Well, you know you wanted to say it.
I was going to say that you were probably in Vegas doing a hell of a lot more than just a football card.
You know, you guys,
absolutely.
If your minds are in the gutter, that's your problem. But
hey, by the
Larry,
way, hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you don't believe that though. You see, he lied. You're an atheist. You lie.
All right, thank you very much for your call, sir.
Happy New Year means a new year where things can change. It's not
right. Very good point. Thank you.
You let him say that, and I was trying to make this hour completely New Year's and Merry Christmas free, and it didn't happen. At the very end, you decided to almost to assault me as you walked me to the front door. And
what does that mean?
I'm using a metaphor. I'm using a comparison, as if you and I were out on a date and everything went great, but you decide to assault me. You don't understand.
No, I don't understand. No, I don't understand. And I don't understand why it's terrible that the old lady flipped you off. And I don't understand why everything's good if you go to Vegas for one football card. I'm supposed to believe that. But if I intimate or think that you were with a hooker, there's something wrong with me. I don't understand any of it.
Well, Mr. Henry, you show up at that municipal hearing in Culver City when they have me on the docket for doing something that was worthwhile, and...
I will be there, Larry. I will be there. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You're going, I see what you're going to do. You're going to heckle me?
I'm going to see what the people think, and I have a feeling that everybody is going to be against you.
Yeah, thanks to you.
No, what? Buddy, own your own actions. Own your own actions. Thank you very much, Mr. Grover. Thanks to me. I heard that guy call up and say he'd show up with a whole bunch of people and hope they throw the book. I hope they throw the book at him, too, to be honest with you. All right, we're coming back with our news and information hour here on our very first night back from the good old Christmas New Year's vacation. It is 2012. It is the beginning. It is the matrix. It is the fount. It is what it is, baby. It is the birth. It is the birthright. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Right on.